This spring, a team of geologists went fossil hunting on Gravina Island and returned victorious. They came across fossil beds that contain what they've identified as ichthyosaur bones. KRBD's Layla Carey talked to some of the team members and has this report.
Whatever you do, don't call them dinosaurs. If you do, a geologist will quickly correct you.
Yeah, it's not a dinosaur, it's a marine reptile.
That's U.S. Forest Service geologist Jim Baichtal. In May, he went to Gravina Island with University of Alaska Fairbanks geologists Patrick Druckenmiller and Kevin May and Ketchikan artist Ray Troll to look for some of these Triassic-age marine reptiles. They found some, and Baichtal's gone back a couple times since then to collect the fossils, package them up, and send them north for further study. Druckenmiller says Southeast Alaska has fascinating geology, including piles of rocks from the Triassic period. They form from sediment that originally was on the sea floor. Swimming above that sediment were marine reptiles.
And these animals were swimming around these islands way out in the Pacific Ocean and occasionally dying, and their bones settled to the sea floor. And, you know, over millions of years, these rocks have eventually been traveled northwards and become part of what's now Southeast Alaska.
Here's Troll explaining further how a tropical creature ended up as a fossil in Alaska.
You have to think of the Pacific Ocean as like a conveyor belt of rock that keeps hitting and it subducts. It actually goes under and it comes back around. And it's a really, it's pretty mind-blowing thing. But Southeast Alaska is just a whole big jumble of this stuff. It's all these terrains is what they're called. And actually, the geological joke is this is the Southeast Alaskan terrain wreck. Drum roll, please.
Ichthyosaurs have been found on Gravina previously, and Druckenmiller says that's partly why they knew the rocks on Gravina might hold more. Basically, they went in and mapped the area previously to determine the age of the rocks. Once you have that, you know whether there's a potential for fossils.
What we usually find happens, you go and look in these places, and basically you find nothing. But the potential is there, and every so often, you know, you strike it rich and you find something really cool. So that was kind of the goal of this trip, was to see, to check out areas that had never been walked before by vertebrate paleontologists to see if we could find some vertebrate fossils.
And they did. Ichthyosaurs, which Druckenmiller says is the reptilian version of a dolphin or a whale.
Some of those bones were large enough to be from a group of ichthyosaurs we call shastasaurs or shonasaurs. And these are the largest marine reptiles that ever lived on the planet.
So just how cool is this?
This is cool.
Here's Baichtal again.
We don't have those great sexy dinosaurs that they have down south. We don't have the T-Rex and the apatosaurus and the duck-billed dinosaurs and all of these other things. But we've got really, really neat marine reptiles.
Baichtal says they're done collecting the really neat fossils for now, but there's more out there. And he asked the public to leave fossils in place if they stumble across any. He advises that amateur fossil hunters take photos, get GPS coordinates if possible, and then contact him or another geologist with the information.
Leave them in place and don't try to remove them, because they just, by chipping them out of the rock, they'll shatter and break, and it takes specialized tools and stuff to get them out.
It should also be noted that vertebrate fossil remains are a protected public resource, and it's illegal to disturb them without permits. But the geologists and citizen scientist Troll understand the temptation.
It's a mystery, you know, it's the hunt, it's the quest to understand. So, just plain fun.
The bones of these really cool Southeast Alaska not dinosaurs, or a really good copy of them, might come back home someday. At least Baichtal hopes that will be the case.
So that we can share these finds with the public and our youth and conjure up ideas and visions of Triassic seas and the wonderment that comes along with dinosaurs down south, but with our much, much superior Triassic marine reptiles here.
In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.